While I was in New York, I've been going to the United Nations building there. And there's a organization called, it's called ECOSOC, the Economic and Social Council. It's made up of the members of the UN. And I think there's a very good chance that our society can be represented amongst this group as a non-governmental organization, which means that in various matters which the council discusses, we would be a consultative group. We would be able to present statements as well as literature on how to solve, on our viewpoint on how to solve various problems facing the council. And these would be distributed to all the United Nations representatives.
As soon as this came on, they did it.
Well, actually, one of the things which this council handles is freedom of religion throughout the world.
That means they do not believe in God. Freedom of religion means whatever you like to do.
Yes.
That is going on.
Yeah.
Religion is not very important.
No, it's not one of their major considerations.
Yeah. How to eat, how to sleep,
kind of
how to have sex.
Yeah.
That is their concern. Animal activity.
One advantage of this is that all of the, just like they make a lot of studies of various countries.
That is means people do not say the science of God as the most important of the important items. Then yes, you have freedom, you can do. I have got my freedom.
Yes. They make a lot of information available on, in other words, it'll help our Sankirtan movement because they make inquiries into the freedom of the individual, for example, to, this, as we want to do, distribute literature in various countries. They have so much facts and figures on where that would be possible.
And they knew the other fact that the Sankirtan is no sense. It is disturbance. Then, what do you mean?
There's also some respectability. We become connected with
that. Yeah, that is alive.
It's prestigious and it also allows us to have a lot of information available. Just like as we're finding out, for example, Grandma Charmarsh is working with our lawyer here, and we find that we have the legal right to distribute in airports. Legally, we have the right. Similarly, there are legal rights for our Sankirtan movement in various countries in the world. And through this group, we would get access to all information on what the legal position is and other things of this kind.
He tried to file a trademark on the word transcendental meditation with the United States government. So we protested that actually he cannot claim that he is teaching transcendental meditation, but to speak of prohibiting anyone else from using those words. So they accepted our claim and kicked out his application.
Yes.
They were writing, their lawyers were writing our society letters that you cannot use the words transcendental meditation. Maharishi has made up this process. You are stealing from him. You are stealing from him.
Example, a man who was lying asleep in bed and he is transported somewhere and he's walking on the beach. What is this for? Because we're going to try to make an exhibit of it. Mm. So what is the full analogy? Is he actually going to another place? He's by his mind? He's actually trying to go to
all these right.
It's actually
here. He's the same. God's body is the separate. I'm in the, watching this God's body, I'm seeing Hosan. And I leave my God's body, and in being, I go to India. But it's here in this earth. That is the proof of transmigration. Mm. He's been in Taiga and he's crying. He is a tiger. And another man who is fear of the body, he says, where is Taiga? This is different. Yeah. One is seeing through this gross body, another is seeing through this subtle body. But the fear is the same. And the soul means when it seems so that is practical, the child, when it seems to the childish body, he's talking nonsense. The same soul, when he's talking as a learned person, he's talking good. Mm-hmm. Here is the thing, simply the glass is thick. Sometimes blue, sometimes red. Alas, the seer is his hand, medium is different. That helps. That's what it means, the seer is no longer. It has entered another one.
Someone is sleeping and dreaming that the seer left the gross body?
Yes.
Life symptoms are maintained in the body still?
No, life symptoms, there is none. The body is fit. That body comes back. And the body is not fit in that bad. Just like your car you lose, you are coming. The car is all right, you go. If you lose this, you don't go.
That's big in the motor running.
Unless he comes back, the body is right now. That is death. The seer no more comes back. Then it is dead.
Yeah, sometimes a man dies in his sleep.
Yes. It is dead.
So sleeping is like temporary death.
Yeah.
All deaths are temporary. Only dead body dies for so much. This death is for 2 hours, and that is for 7 months. That's it.
You think so? The spiritual master, or Christian?
That's all right. You mean this thing? This, here is the same.
Why you were saying that they take rest for 6 months and wake up at dawn?
Huh?
Hawaii, you were saying that they take rest for a few months and they wake up at dawn.
Yes. All God and language. That is God only does.
Yes.
No one say any money. Sometimes in chanting, the weeds from watering the weeds also grow along the devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
The weeds of different desires.
Mm-hmm.
Chanting is still high. All material desires. It's okay. Very well. Jesus Arpanam Arjanam. If you are chanting without any offense, then your heart will be cleansed of all material purpose. So long we will have material desires, we will have to accept a material body and fulfill the desire.
Although a devotee understands that he must take birth again if he's not sick, he thinks, oh, it's so difficult to be sick. Maybe I'll just take it easy and remain engaged in devotional service and I'll take another birth as a devotee and maybe next time I'll finish it.
Yeah. That is getting in the Bhagavad Gita. He gets good opportunity. Material enjoyment and then get birth in good family, aristocracy or Brahmin. Then where he ended in last life, he begins it. That is birth. For good day he comes. For good day he comes and serious birth.
It seems though that in that respect he's gambling.
Gambling?
Yeah, he's gambling that he's thinking, next life I will come back, it's in a better condition. But his next life might be different.
Why should he do that like that? That means he has not understood what is meant by Krishna consciousness.
One who understands wants to get out of this lifetime.
Huh?
One who understands Krishna consciousness and wants to finish the business.
That's why he requires to read Bhagavad Gita. It is said clearly, this is a place of misery. Why do you desire to keep yourself in this? That means you do not understand what is spiritual life. still thinking he's his body. Thinking is under the influence of Maya. Maya is dictating. Why you are trying to go out? Come on, here. Santa Monica. And when you become successful, either Santa Monica or any Monica, I'm not interested. Then you are too self.
I was in New York recently to check the color printing of Srimad Bhagavatam 7.2. We were presented with two awards, which your book had won for color and design. Two awards from the printing industries of Metropolitan New York. They gave us big wooden plaques with a certificate of excellence. Yes. For Srimad Bhagavatam and for Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Control problem.
Yes, we have those plaques hanging up in the press building now.
Ring it, I can see.
Diminution on this path of devotional service and how to become an ashram seat. So, does that mean that once one enters the material world, there's only progress in going back to Godhead, although it may be slow?
Yes. Yes.
One
is going slow, one is finishing very rapidly. One is serious, he can finish and let it. One is not serious, he can take that.
Contest and get all sorts of awards and recognition.
Yes.
No one has such beautiful books.
Yes. That's the fact.
We have also won awards for Back to Godhead, the cover design.
Cover design.
They like the cover, but they're afraid to look inside. The time of death, when the soul leaves the body, at that time the body is destroyed. So at the time of sleeping, when the soul leaves the body, how is the body maintained? At the time of sleeping, when the soul leaves the body, why is the body not destroyed at that time?
Why? Suppose you have left the car, but it means you just stop. They bring it here.
But at the time of death, it is destroyed when you leave it.
Death is there, and the car is no more usable, that is this. But we are returning to the car because we know it is usable. And if we know that it is useless, we don't go. That is it.
The time of sleeping, there is a subtle reality that the subtle body enters into.
Reality means as you take this awakening, vision as reality, similarly, the dream vision is also. Nothing, none of them are reality. They are temporary.
That subtle reality is just as real as this gross reality?
Yes. They are not fake. This reality is not fake.
It's all a dream-like existence.
Yes, simply a long-duration dream. We think this skyscraper building is stay. Nothing will stay. It may stay for 500 years or 5,000 years. But it is not permanent. Anything you can, which means Sometimes manifested, sometimes not. So this sound is manifested. And one big way is hard to see. Hey, it is not manifested. Anyway.
That's so reality is existing side by side.
The reality is in the spiritual world. The key is imitate reality. Real reality is in the spiritual world.
Go back to Ishmael.
Material universes are like a province of
big dreams. Material existence means a big dream. How long is this? So long you are in this body. And as long as the body is finished, your dream is finished. Your neck hand, your society, your friends, your money, your friends, everything is finished. Is it time to dream? Then dream another. If you don't catch the dog, that there is a 3 minute difference. You are now dreaming as America. Next life, you may dream something else.
Every man has his own world that he's living in?
Huh? He creates his own world. Nothing is all temporary. He creates. And that's nothing from the opposite of it. From that.
By Dhyan Grump, you create an atmosphere sometimes that devotees Krishna gives the intelligence to give the spiritual world because he's building energy. How can we always stay on that transcendental platform to make them see this?
It's always the living force. If the soul actually leaves the body, how the body will be, there's some connection still.
Mm-hmm.
When the soul is, when you are dreaming, and the soul leaves the body. But still, there must be some connection between the soul.
You leave your car, you keep the engine going, but you are not there, right?
Hmm.
The engine, you keep it started.
Somehow the soul's influence is still there.
Yes. You make that engine keeping the it's like it can stop.
Is it actually Krishna who's maintaining the life in the body then?
Mm-hmm.
The life of the body is maintained by Krishna or by the individual jiva?
Yeah. No, by Krishna. Everything is Krishna's property. You are thinking. I am the proprietor of this body. There are another body there. He is the proprietor of all the bodies. The landlord, he is the proprietor. You are occupied. Yes.
So the Lord in the heart is keeping that body for that jiva, so that when he's finished dreaming, he comes back to us.
Yeah.
It's actually the Lord that's keeping it, the engine going.
Maybe driver. Driver is there.
Driver is there. Yeah. Like so. But actually, Shakti, if you desire to stay, Krishna has unlimited energy.
Yesterday you were explaining in your garden to that priest that Krishna, he says, Krishna says, I am the father of all living entities. And you're saying, who can challenge it or deny it? Now someone can say that there is contradiction, because there is some contradiction in Krishna's statement.
The contradiction is not valid. Who can contradict? That is my channel.
Well, say in some philosophy.
It's like a father, a real father can say, I am the father. So who can tell it? Father is one. Nobody can say, no, you are not father. He is father. No? The real father is father. Father cannot be replaced.
No.
Yeah. Suppose your father says, I am the father of this father. Who will challenge it?
Someone who does not believe my father.
Yeah, that means he's a rascal. But father cannot be changed. He does not know he challenges. That's all. How the father can be changed? Father is one.
We say that Krishna is all good.
Yes.
And then the materialist says, if Krishna is all good, then how is there any evil?
Evil is you.
But everything comes from Krishna.
Yes, everything comes from, yes. If you have created a situation, so for your satisfaction, Krishna has given you the chance, but that is evil for your creation.
But I have this propensity because I am part of Krishna.
As soon as you disobey Krishna, the Maya is there. Krishna Bhuniyaji is the Bhagavan Chakar, Pashati Maya Dharma. Immediately, it's like darkness and light. As soon as you give up light, it comes to darkness. There is no second alternative.
Krishna is a friend of everyone. So why does he allow me to have this in the
head? That is his. Why not?
Because it's not good for me.
Then you are not perfectly Krishna's arms. Krishna has got independence. You see, when son is born, and the father has got a black spot here, sometimes the father.
But if it's not good for me, if I will misuse it, why?
Yes, therefore the demand is to surrender. That's where you are suffering. To surrender. That is your good. That's where he comes. He loves his son. You have tells why you are creating friends. Come here. Several man said, Prajamavi. I shall be welcome.
Krishna knows everything in the past and everything in the future. So when Krishna knows that I will misuse my independence, but still he gives me independence.
That is Krishna's mercy.
Even though it is bad.
Do you say Krishna knows that you're going to misuse your independence?
Because he knows everything in the past and everything in the future. So he must, Krishna is all knowing.
This future means that it's like father knows how the child is. And the child changes and touches the fire. The Krishna knows it will burn. He knew when the child did not touch the fire, his future. And when he touched the fire, Krishna knew the result. So he always knows. His position is to know the future, is always. That you are changing, that is the future.
So can you actually say that Krishna knows that you will misuse your independence? He knows if you misuse your independence, what will happen? But can it be actually said?
Yes.
He knows that you will definitely misuse. You can use your independence properly. It's up to you.
But then it limits Krishna. If you say that Krishna does not know when I will misuse my
Do not know what is the independence. You can change your position at any time. That is your independence.
But doesn't Krishna know if I will do it?
Yes, because you are independent. That is it.
Marginal.
Now what will be? That will depend on what. And the results, you know. There's a lawyer knows that he has done this. Yeah, he is not punished like this. So his position to know the future is over. Either in this condition or another.
But the lawyer
said, I Krishna, you are. Suppose you have got this body, next body is a dog. I can say you bastard.
Yeah.
What will you do? Krishna. But to speak of Krishna, I can say.
Now it's Sadhguru's question. Sadhguru Maharaj's question.
Now this is the answer. Krishna's position is always different. He knows my position.
Argument is that he is having so much trouble due to his sense attraction. And Krishna gave him the sense attraction, but Krishna gave him senses. Now he's having trouble controlling his senses. But he argued that Krishna knows everything, so Krishna knew that he would have trouble controlling his senses. Therefore, why did Krishna give him senses?
That is nonsense.
He says Krishna is crazy.
I have given him chance of GDP. Millions of dollars a day. But it's not for the meeting.
But still.
As soon as you meet you, that is your response.
Yes, but he says, but still.
No, still, I.
You'll know that I'm going to meet you.
That Krishna knows that when something sad is real. But because you are independent, I know that Ramaswamy is a very good one, let him be inside. But you can misuse at any moment, because you are not independent. You can misuse at any moment. At that time, the position is different. That is a coroner, he exerts in this position. But as soon as he misuses at any moment, it's not the same.
He's so foolish.
That is our foolishness. That we cannot understand. That is our foolishness. How we can understand Krishna's activities.
That's the only answer.
You are a little independent, but he's fully independent. His independence is not under condition. Your independence is under condition. If you need this, your independence is suffer.
His argument is that I should never be allowed to misuse my independence.
There's no question of independence, yes.
Yes.
That is not it. You can use proper
language.
You want to become a machine.
Yes, you'd rather be a machine and be Krishna too.
Machine you are. But it is an independent. You are not. Absolutely. You say, we are only an individual. That's what that means. You can do what you like. As soon as you miss you, you are innocent. But even the president is not innocent. As soon as you miss you, what? That
process to go through. That's what impersonalism. He doesn't want any individualization.
He doesn't want any individualization. That's not a me, that is something I have. That was a very move up. My office, okay. He's in control. That's why there is some food that he goes to his doctor. And he's bigger. He's becoming old. And he said, that I'm not.
He has another argument. He says that he's in the grip of Maya.
Yeah.
So even though he wants to go back to Kadaya, he cannot be free from the influence of Maya. Maya is
but not intentional. As soon as there is intentional sitting, that is
so someone who is in knowledge and commits sinful activity,
his
position is very bad compared to the innocent person, ignorant person.
Yeah. Maybe it's his other money.
Then again, he argues like this. He says, the living entity cannot do anything without the sanction of God. So I am desiring certain sinful activities. But why is Krishna sanctioned?
Krishna does not sanction.
How is it?
But he insists. Krishna is just not a good I'll give you the example of his life. But my son wanted to have 7 friends. Did I say?
I never
heard. Oh. And after, when he was only 2 years old, so the 7 friends was running. And child, he was a so I have not done that. So, there was another friend. He was a doctor. He said, they slow this kid and let him pass. So, I did it. So, he got Then I said,
that's your name?
No.
It is actually Krishna's mercy that he allows him to feel the pain.
He requires his desire.
But he doesn't have to feel the pain.
In fact, as I said, don't ask. No. God accepts.
You mentioned that the more intelligent person can become obedient by hearing. The less intelligent person has to
my practical experience. Sophistication is a fool unless he comes to the actual position. It is not that. And that was half the sophistication. One of all of the sophistication is